Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Officials at the Boston-based publishing giant Houghton Mifflin Harcourt say there will be no change in how the company does business despite its $1 billion bankruptcy filing yesterday as it works to shore up its shaky finances. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Houghton Mifflin's been talking about it for a while, and yesterday it formally filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Company spokesman Joseph Blumenfeld says customers won't notice anything different, and its 3,800 worldwide employees will still have their jobs.
We have gone to great lengths to explain to all stakeholders that there will be no change, and we expect to be no change, to the way we're doing business. It's business as usual here at HMH.
Blumenfeld says the move helps Houghton eliminate more than $3 billion in debt and get on more solid financial footing. He also says that Houghton has been working to get its textbook content into electronic form, and it's still reeling from the 2008 economic downturn.
Houghton Mifflin is certainly going through a transformation, as is all of the education industries. The economy is struggling in many instances and in many communities, and the purchasing power has just not returned yet.
Boston University law professor Walter Miller goes even further than calling it a transformation.
The entire publishing business is undergoing a revolution.
Professor Miller says it's tough for all textbook publishers, but especially for Houghton, which has been around since 1832 and is one of the country's leading K-12 educational publishers.
It's not just Houghton Mifflin. Houghton Mifflin, unfortunately, is such a solid company. It's been around for so long, published Ralph Waldo Emerson, among others, in the last century. So it hits particularly hard when that happens.
But some analysts say Houghton's been having problems for years, especially after its merger with Harcourt in 2006 and then with electronic educational publisher Riverdeep in 2007. Kathy Mickey, senior analyst with Simba Information, says there are several things at play here. Changes in publishing, yes, but also the shift toward new so-called Common Core education standards. And, she says, the biggest thing, Houghton's previous business decisions.
This prepackaged bankruptcy for Houghton Mifflin Harcourt was a route that it had to take because of its peculiar and specific financial situation. It is not endemic of the publishing industry in and of itself.
Mickey says even though Houghton restructured 2.5 years ago, this filing could be good news because it contains $500 million in credit. Houghton expects to emerge from bankruptcy protection by the end of June. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.